This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Sherry Papany, after being released, went to a halfway house, released a statement saying, I'm just paraphrasing here essentially, but it was something to the effect of, I'm going to live the rest of my life trying to do good or make up for the damage that I've done, but never has truly apologized to Keith.
No.
And the kids either, which is kind of spooky to me. After you do all of that, even if you have the disorder, which clearly she does, or many disorders, that you couldn't find some way. I mean, even if you know, like, you're never going to see your kids again and you got to do your own thing, just to put it out there of like, I am truly sorry for this. But then it goes down to the question of, is she capable of being truly sorry? And is someone like this capable of being sorry for their actions? No matter what consequences she faced, you were just talking about consequences and her facing consequences for her actions. She did. She did go to prison for a little while. But does that resound with somebody with these sort of personality disorders? Is there any consequence that's great enough that can make a difference in them or a dent to make them change their behavior?
Yeah, it certainly is questionable at this point. And it's another shocking thing that once this has all been exposed, that she's not contrite, that she's not owning it. And, you know, when we look at, can a person like this change? Well, we like to think so. But I would not be terribly optimistic at this point, just because of that. She's not showing remorse, and you know, the amount of time she did in prison is something, but it wasn't for hurting her children, and that needs to be looked at and owned. It makes me think of something Carl Jung said that I've always loved: until we make the unconscious conscious, it will direct our lives and we will call it fate. And this lady does not seem conscious at this point of what she's done. And there's not remorse. And so, yeah, the odds are not good. If I had her as a client, it would be truth, 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 truth. We are not going to listen to any sob stories. We are not going to do victim signaling here. You are going to have to own the harm you've done. And you have to start in that place. And the person has to get there before they can do any kind of growth.
And would someone like that continue seeing you, though?
Probably not. It would have to be court-mandated.
Yeah. Unless court-mandated, yes. But then even in those situations, I'm curious, obviously she's an extreme case, but when you have someone like that, and it is mandated, do you feel like you can ever make much headroom with someone with a disorder like that? Or is it just kind of banging your head against a wall? Like, it is what it is. These people are not going to move. Can you think of any examples where someone has had disorders like this, where, you know, they have made some sort of recognizable difference to those around them, not just to themselves a little bit, but to them around them, where it was actually meaningful, where they could live in some sort of a productive or a life with those that they love, and not be the monster that they seem to be?
I have seen people make progress, and again, it depends on the severity, but, and they've all been, you know, for people like this, they have been court mandated, and it's been long-term, sometimes 10 years in treatment because of the severity of the crimes, and they're out in the community now. And so they had to be heavily supervised, searches of their home. I mean, just to the point you were starting with, we are going to be looking at everything about you. And anytime there's a lie, you're going to be called on it. And when you have some kind of an intensive program like that, that goes on for years, I have seen people make some progress with gaining some awareness of what this was all about, why they were doing what they were doing, and to take ownership of it. And that was a big piece of treatment in that program, was you've got to take ownership of your distorted way of thinking, perceiving, and behaving, and you've got to make amends to people that you've hurt.
My question to that would be, are they truly making amends? Are they truly recognizing the behavior, or are they chameleoning themselves to fit the current mold, going, okay, well, this is the stage I'm on now, and this is the play I have no choice of being in, so I better play the role really well. And they're able to just kind of to the outside, it looks like maybe there's something going on here, but truly on the inside, are they feeling those things? I mean, that's a question for them, but you see this far more than I do. Are they truly doing that? Or are they just, again, like I said, chameleoning themselves for what's being asked of them or required of them?
Yeah, chameleoning themselves is a great term. And I think there's certainly a lot of that that goes on. And so for some folks, you know, particularly people who are psychopathic and highly manipulative, to be safe out in the world, they need basically to be supervised forever because they can play the game when it's in their own best interest to play the game. And sometimes that's the best you can do with them. And it's the sad thing about these disorders that develop so early in childhood, you know, the brain does hardwire that way. And it's not like, oh, 6 or 8 weeks of talking to a counselor is going to change that. I mean, my God, Sherry had hours and hours and hours of therapy, and she was fooling her therapist with this victim stuff. And they were treating her for post-traumatic stress. That wasn't appropriate. That was not what was going on there.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.